بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيان الى الله باذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون وقال يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, we are used to our advisors and to our khutab and to our nasiheen, to our teachers, to telling us to prepare for death. People say, prepare for the day that you will die. Maut ki tayyari karo. Aapne suna hoga, Urdu wale. I am saying to you the opposite. I am saying to you, prepare for life. Prepare for a life that has no ending. If we reflect on our aqidah about the akhirah, we know that life does not end with death. Life actually begins with death. And therefore, we need to use this life to prepare for a life that has no ending. Many times you hear this statement about somebody who may have been suffering with disease or whatever it was, in pain, and people say, when the person dies, people say, well, at least his suffering is over. That is not necessarily true. His suffering is over if he died with iman and if he died gaining the forgiveness of Allah, inshallah. But if he died in some other situation, then his suffering is only going to begin. And that suffering which begins has no ending. Just like the relief which begins has also no ending. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief. The fact of the matter is that this life ends. And everything in it ends. If you are happy and content and free and safe, that will end one day. And the opposite, if you are unhappy and sick and needy and enslaved and in danger, that also will end one day. Whatever we own will remain behind except that which we send ahead. Where? Into our eternal life. And there it will increase and it will wait for us as the harvest grows out of the single seed that we plant. And it multiplies. And this is the reward of planting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ ثُنْبُلَةٍ مِيَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means the example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like somebody who plants one grain of corn, one seed, and it grows 7 years, and each year has 100 grains, which is 1:700, and then my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu doesn't count, so Allah gives without hisab. So Allah says, يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives manifold increase to whoever He pleases, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us without hisab, inshallah. And Allah said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, and He knows everything. My brothers and sisters, I remind you, myself and you, that there is no conflict between deen and dunya. In Islam, there is no conflict between deen and dunya. Dunya is not the opposite of deen. Deen is the way to live in this dunya, so that we can have the best in this dunya as well as akhirah. If this dunya was not there, there was no need for deen. Deen came because this dunya is there. Dunya is the reason for the deen. If there was no dunya, there is no need for any deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya gave us limited choice. But in the akhirah, Allah gave us unlimited choice of whatever we want to make of our akhirah. For example, in this dunya, if I want a nice house, I may want it, but I may get it, I may not get it. But if I want a palace in Jannah, or many palaces, that control has been given into my hands. How many palaces can I have? How many palaces can you have? As many as you want. How will you get those palaces? The hadith of Rasulullah SAW in Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Abu Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrated, he said that Rasulullah SAW, after Isra wal Mi'raj, he said that I met Ibrahim alayhi salam when I was taken on Mi'raj, and he told me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, convey my salam to your ummah and tell them that Jannah has good soil and sweet water, but it is barren. There is nothing there. The plantation of Jannah is to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is the plantation of Jannah. In another hadith, which is in Sunan Ibn Majah, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, or Allahu Akbar, one tree will be planted for you in Jannah for each of these. So let us do that right now. Please repeat after me. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is witness inshaAllah that four trees got planted for you in your Jannah. Have this complete and total yaqeen. This is not my fatwa. This is the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have four trees planted for you in Jannah and you don't do some major goof up in your life, believe me, Jannah is yours. Because it's not, there's no concept of sitting in Jahannam and saying, you know what, I have four trees in Jannah. Right? If the four trees, if they are yours, Jannah is yours, inshaAllah, so don't goof up. It is as simple as that. Imam al-Darimi, rahmatullah alayhi, reported from Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib, radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one recites 10 times Surah al-Ikhlas, now I won't ask you to do it here, but definitely do it today. If one recites 10 times Surah al-Ikhlas, Allah will build one palace for him in Jannah. And if he recites Surah al-Ikhlas 20 times, Allah will build two palaces for him in Jannah. And if he recites Surah al-Ikhlas 30 times, Allah will build three palaces for him in Jannah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was there, he heard this and he said, Ya Rasulullah, then we will increase the number of our palaces. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous. Allah will not stop building your palaces. You will get tired. Allah will not get tired. And this is, and Ibn Kathir said, this is a Mursal hadith and therefore it is good inshallah. So when you go home today, recite as much Surah al-Ikhlas as you can, all the way from here, home, whatever, with the complete yaqeen, insha'Allah, that every 10 Surah al-Ikhlas is getting you a palace in Jannah. This is how simple it is. This is how simple it is. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to prepare for our life in the Akhirah, insha'Allah, and to make it easy for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, the last hadith that I want to narrate for you today is a hadith which covers everything. And that is from Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, and this is in Sunan Abi Dawud. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of Jannah for the one who leaves arguing, who stops arguing, even if he is right. Rasulullah ﷺ said, I guarantee for the person a house on the outskirts of Jannah if he gives up arguing, if he does not argue, if he stops arguing, even when he or she is right. And then he said, I guarantee for a person a house in the middle of Jannah who does not lie even as a joke. Who does not tell a lie even as a joke. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah for the one who makes his character excellent. And that of course obviously applies to everything that we say or do. Three things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I guarantee a person a house on the outskirts of Jannah for a person who leaves an argument even if he is right, does not argue. And then he said, a person, I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for the person who abandons lying, who does not tell lies even as a joke. And then he said, I guarantee a person a house in Jannah, in the highest part of Jannah, for the one who makes his character excellent. Now, brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the purpose of this dunya is to use it for the akhirah. People who tell you leave the dunya, they are wrong. It's like saying to somebody who's sitting in his car, the best way for you to reach your destination is to get out of your car and walk. That makes no sense. The best way for you to get to your destination is to drive that car, and to drive that car safely, and to drive that car on the right road. That is the fastest way of getting to your destination, not get out of the car and walk. If Allah wanted you to leave this dunya, Allah would not have sent you into this dunya in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this dunya to use this dunya, to learn from this dunya, to benefit everybody in this dunya, and to create a model of life which can be a beautiful example for anyone who looks at us. And that is what I think we must really think about and focus on. So I say to you, you should love the dunya, but for the right reasons. You should run behind the dunya, but for the right reasons. You should use the dunya in the right way. And that is the only way to attain Jannah. You will not attain Jannah by leaving the dunya. You will attain Jannah by using the dunya. The famous Urdu poet Akbar Allahabadi, for the Urdu speakers here, and I'll translate for the others. He said, Dunya mein hoon, dunya ka talabgar nahi hoon. Bazaar se guzra hoon, kharidar nahi hoon. He said, I live in the dunya, but I don't desire the dunya. He said, I'm only passing through the market. I'm not a buyer. And that's what I advise myself and you to do. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا عزيز الحكيم توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عودوا يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة